It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop, and we have a phone call already. I'm going to take it. Hang in there. Hello, you're on Swap Shop. This is Glenn. How can I help you?
Hi, Glenn. How you doing?
I'm a little chilly right now.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
It is hot out. It looks warm, but it isn't.
No, it isn't warm. And I just came yesterday. I had a little surgery on my eye, and that eye kind of stings in that cold. But
yeah.
But we're doing okay.
Good, good. Well, we have a 20-foot California pine Christmas tree for sale. It was $199.99 new, and we're asking $40.
California pine.
Huh? It comes in a nice, and it comes in a box.
Okay. It's 20 feet tall? Woo!
9 feet.
Oh, I wrote down 20 feet tall.
Yeah, 9 feet tall.
Okay, 9 feet tall. California pine, obviously it's artificial.
You're right.
And what's your phone number?
It's
740-382-1552. All right, let me read this back to you, make sure I got it right. I'm not seeing so good out of my left eye right now, so I have to turn my head right here. Hang on.
Okay.
A 9-foot California pine artificial Christmas tree. Oh, does it have lights on it or no?
No lights.
No lights, okay. Without lights.
Right.
And it's artificial, and your phone number is 740-382-1552. And I know why I wrote down 20. You wanted $20 for it, right?
No, 40.
40, okay. Well, then I have no idea why I wrote down 20. All right, very good. We'll try and get that sold for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. We're already starting the Christmas season, and that was one of the things that Scott and I were talking about before I went on the air, is what will we do about, what can we talk about for Swap Shop as we get closer to Christmas? There's lots of things that people want to sell at Christmas time. And one of the things I'd like to encourage is all the people that have those bazaars, those church bazaars that are going on. Give us a holler and tell us when they are and where they are, and because we can drum up some business for you maybe, and we'd love to do that. Excuse me one second. My eye patch fell off. I have to wear a little eye patch for the next day, and it kind of fell off my face, so I got to put it back on. Now it's back on. Interesting, this morning I was in the doctor's office. I had to go back in, and he does all his cataract surgeries on Wednesdays. So there were a bunch of people in there with these eye patches on. I sat down next to a guy, and we talked briefly about what was going on, you know, as far as the surgery went and how easy it was. And as I left, after it was all, he was still sitting there, and I hollered back at him, "Har me matey!" And the entire waiting room broke up because we all looked like a bunch of pirates in there trying to find our parrot, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, now I've forgotten another thing to do. I was supposed to bring my glasses in with me so that I could see what I'm reading here. But let's go back over that. A woman called in, and she's got a 9-foot California pine Doesn't have the lighting on it, but it's a nice artificial tree. She's trying to get rid of that for $40, and her phone number is 740-382-1552. You're listening to Swap Shop. I'm Glenn Coble, and I would like to give you our phone number. You're welcome to call 740-383-9944. Now, remember, we try not to take anything that requires or any sort of registration, like cars, boats, guns, motorcycles. If it has to be registered, we'd rather not take it. There are just too many problems with that. So please limit it, and also limit it to no more than about four items. Now, if you have a litter of cats and there are eight cats, we'll mention eight cats. But you can give us a call. Again, it's 740-383-9944. But I really do encourage all the people who are having bazaars and that sort of thing to give us a call and mention where and when, because we'd like to help you out. And this is the season for bazaars. Now, don't forget, Thanksgiving is next week. We will not have Swap Shop on next week. It would kind of wreck the turkey. So we're gonna pass on that. I will be on Wednesday at 12:15. With my program called A Progressive Life, but we won't go on Thursday with Swap Shop. We'll have to put it off for a week. So you'll give you a little extra time to find stuff down, and I know you're going to be in the basement digging out the pots and pans and the roasters and that sort of stuff. If you see some stuff you want to sell, make sure you give us a call, and we'll try to get it sold for you. Here on Swap Shop. Friday, I just noticed we have a note. We're going to have Ashley Williams is going to be on at 9 o'clock on Scott's show. She was involved with the Hallmark Hall of Fame hour, and we'd encourage you to check that out. Don't forget also here, as I'm reaching over here, hopefully not falling on my keister. Letters to Santa. If you want to send in a letter to Santa, send it to Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And we're going to I've got another call. I better take that right away. Hello, you're on the air. This is Glenn. How can I help you?
Hello, Glenn. I have a washer and dryer set. Okay. They both work good. It's just that the washer is stuck on a large load. The dial broke off. So if anybody's interested, I'll take $100 for the whole set.
Okay. Do you happen to know what brand they are?
Armana or something like that. And then I have a kitchen table and four chairs. The kitchen table is wood with tile top.
And with chairs, what does it have on it?
Pardon?
You said it's got power something on it?
Tile.
Oh, it's got a...
Like square tiles.
Oh, tile top. Okay, I got you. Now, did you say it had chairs with it?
Yes, all four chairs. They all match. They match the table. And I will take $75 for that.
$75. All right. And your phone number?
740.
Yep.
244-9160.
60. Let me call. Read this back to you. You've got a washer and dryer set. It works fine except for the dryer. Is it the dryer or the washer that only goes on large load?
The washer stuck on large load.
Okay, the washers. Okay, that's no big thing.
Right.
Use a little more water, but put a large load in it, and then you don't have to worry about it. And it's a Manna, and you want $100 for that. You have a kitchen table with a tile top, and it has four chairs, matching chairs. You want $75 for that, and your number is 740-244-9160. Does that sound right?
That's perfect. Thank you a lot.
All right, let's get it out of your house.
All right.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. We've got a washer-dryer set with a large load only on the washer, but that doesn't seem to affect much. And they want $100 for that. And a kitchen table with a tile top and four chairs, 740-244-9160. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. We had a young man come in and pick up some of his zoo tickets, so I had to kind of leave the air here. I'm sorry. He got his tickets, and he mentions he's going to have the surgery I had, the cataract surgery. For any of you that are going to do that, really, it's a piece of cake. It's like falling off a log. I was so happy. I was a little frightened the night before, but once it was done, I realized I had no need for fear. But I'm fine now and doing well. And as a matter of fact, I went in, the doctor said I'm already seeing almost 20/20 out of that eye. So that's pretty amazing. Hey, by the way, if you have some tchotchkes that you want to sell here on Swap Shop, but you're a little afraid of calling the radio station. There are people that are afraid of talking on the radio station. If you're interested in mailing in these items for sale, please address it to WWGH Radio. And you can put a little slash and put Swap Shop. That'll help us get it directed. And our number, our address is 165 West Center Street, Suite 208 here in Marion, Ohio, 43302. But if you want to call, you can call right now. We have nobody on the line. If you want to call, it's 740-383-9944. Let me give you that again. 740-383-WWGH, which if you look on your phone, that's 9944. Marion Union Station Association, they're going to have the 34th Model Train and Railroad Artifacts Show and Sale. That's going to be on Saturday, November 30th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's going to be at the Marion County Fairgrounds Coliseum. There is an admission of $5 per person. You know where that is. That's out in the fairgrounds area. Just head out there to the Coliseum, and that sounds like a fun day. I'd like to go see a lot of that stuff. I have a great friend who used to be the sports director down at the Messenger in Athens, who was a giant, I mean a giant train fan. He made Sheldon, you know who Sheldon is on Big Bang Theory? He made Sheldon seem like he didn't care a thing about trains. Tom was very much into those the trains. We have a listing of a neighborhood supper. It's a free meal at Trinity Baptist Church, which is at 244 South Main Street in Marion, every second Tuesday of each month, and it starts at 5:15. So if you need or want a free meal, stop on out there. Go to the rear entrance, all right? We've got all sorts of messages now to talk about, and we'd love to have yours. So give us a call or write in to Swap Shop here at WWGH. If you've won, and we've got a lot of prizes that have been won today, and so if you have a prize that you want, and I think I just got this one, a gentleman just came in. If you want a prize, stop between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and we'll try and help you out. We've got prizes sitting right here on my desk. And like this last gentleman came in, waved at me, and I broke away for about 10 seconds, and I gave him his prize, and I'll be glad to do the same for you. We don't have a receptionist, so I ought to get my wife to do that. Boy, she'd love hearing me say that. I better not. I'm trying to read some of these things that did come in. Unfortunately, some of them are so small writing, and I only have one eye that I can see with right now, and it's not my good eye. It needs to have some work done on it, too, but I'm having a hard time reading all this stuff. But we do have, last Saturday of each month, the Vietnam Vets of America, Chapter 1117, is offering a breakfast. And it's the last Saturday of each month. Free breakfast goes from 7:30 to 10:30. And stop by VFW Post, 7201. And that's out there on Marysville Road. 1614 Marion Marysville Road, and that is open to the public. So you can stop on out there and catch up with some free breakfast. I love breakfast. Breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. I'd rather have breakfast than dinner, unless the dinner is lobster with butter, which is probably very bad for me. Don't forget, if you're interested in sending letters to Santa, you can send them to Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. If you make things for Christmas, it would be perfectly okay to sell those on Swap Shop. We would love to have it. I don't want to open this up to commercial companies like the big stores. But if you're privately, you make things for people to give away at Christmas time. Give us a call and tell us what you make, and maybe we can drum up a little bit of business for you. If you would like to write in, so that you don't have to talk on radio, if you'd like to write us and tell us what you'd like to sell, write to WWGH Radio, and put Swap Shop next to that so that they know how to route the information. And it's at 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Looking for more callers. We're trying to keep this on the air for you folks, but we got to have some callers. Think about giving us a call. Write down a little list, two, three, four things, and give us a call and see if we can't sell it for you. I know there are a lot of people at this time of the year that don't want other people knocking on their doors, but if you're going to sell something and make a few bucks, it's well worth it. We have two items so far today. We have a 9-foot California pine artificial Christmas tree. It does not have bulbs on it. I bought one that had bulbs on it, and they quit working after a short period of time. So, and then you have to cut all the strings off and it's kind of, unless you got a good one, it's a little rough. Anyway, it's a 9-foot California pine artificial Christmas tree, and he wants $40 for it, which is a darn good price. Some of those range in the $200 range and above. Anyway, the 9-foot is just right for a lot of houses in this town. We have a lot of houses with fairly high ceilings, and it's the phone number, 740-382-1552. Let me read that again. I'm stumbling a little bit with this eye patch on my left eye. 740-382-1552. We also got a gentleman that called in. He's got a washer-dryer combo he'd like to sell for $100. He thinks it's an Amana, a washer-dryer combo. He did say that the washer is kind of stuck on large load, but that's okay. That'll take care of just about everything. He also has a kitchen table that has a tile top on it, but he also has four chairs that match it, that go with it, and he'd like $75 for that. The phone number, 740-244-9160, 740-244-9160. All right. We're on the air with Swap Shop, and I'm Glenn Coble. I hope you will tune in 2 weeks from today, not next week. Next week is Thanksgiving. We're not going to be on Thanksgiving. We will probably be doing something, but it won't be live. I can't imagine what my wife would say if I'd say, hey, I have to miss helping carve the Christmas turkey for my family. She'd probably shoot me. And then come down and shoot Scott. Okay, I hope you, and I do hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's something, it's one of those holidays I look forward to every year because it's just a family thing around our household. We usually have one of my three children come and bring their kids. Now my California son doesn't come out at Thanksgiving. He's come out at Christmas, but not at Thanksgiving. And he doesn't have any kids yet, so we don't get to see any little Cobles from the West Coast. But my daughter from North Carolina and my son from Worthington, one or the other usually stops by, either on Thanksgiving Day or the day after, and we have a good time. My eldest son is the funniest person I've ever been around, without a script. He is just a funny guy. Sometimes he's crazy, but that makes him funny. So we wish you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and your entire family. You're listening to Swap Shop, and we'd love to have you call us. I know some people are afraid to talk on the radio, but it's real. If I can do it, anybody can do it. The number here, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. Excuse me just a second while I try to clear my throat. When I have to talk a lot, I struggle to keep the throat nice and moist. I do have a call right now from London, but it's on my cell phone, which means it's probably a salesperson, and that person just got canceled. I don't answer phone calls from places I don't and numbers I don't know. That's probably not a great idea, but and now my phone is telling me I missed the call. No, I didn't miss it. I just shut it down. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. You know what you can also do for Christmas? We'd love to have your messages about the bazaars that are going on all over the city throughout the next 6 weeks. Because ornaments. I still have ornaments in my on my tree that were made for me by some of the Methodist women at my dad's church. I have a little Santa Claus head made out of styrofoam with a little hanger on it, and I remember that fondly. Here we go. We've got another phone caller. You're on the air. Hello. What can we do for you? Hello. Whoops. Oh, please call back. I'm sorry. Somehow or other I hit the wrong button or I hit it too late. I'm not quite sure, but please call back. I'm very sorry. I hate to lose callers on a slow day like today. I'm going to check my buttons. I have some buttons I have to push. Okay, they're working. All right. Well, you, please call back. I'm sorry. I messed you up. I hit the wrong button, or I hit it too late, and I lost you. Again, here we go. You're on the air on Swap Shop. This is Glenn. How can I help you?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Was it you that I cut off?
Yeah. I was wondering. I had an old deer, the two deers and sleigh that you put out in your yard.
Oh, yeah. Decorations, and,
Yeah. And I was wondering if anybody'd be interested in it.
Okay. And how big is it?
I don't know how big it is.
Is it bigger than a kitchen table?
I guess you should say that with the deers, and I guess. It's
sure.
The two deers and the sleigh.
Okay. Is Santa in it?
No, Santa's not in it, but okay. We've always put boxes of presents in it.
Ah, neat.
And ribbons around the deer's neck and all. But
okay.
It's just something put out in the yard.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And we're just not going to put it up this year, so I thought, well, if somebody wants it, you know, they...
Sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
Well, how much do you want for it, do you know?
I would take $75 for the two deers and the sleigh.
And it's, I assume, made out of wood, right?
Yes, 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 they are.
Did you make it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, fantastic. So it's homemade and a piece of art.
I've made several for family members.
Ah, neat. So. What's your phone number, please?
Okay, it is 740.
Yep.
225-3994.
Let me read this back to you. For $75, you have two deer and a sleigh that you, for your decoration for your yard. It's made out of wood, and you want $75 for it. The phone number is 740-225-3994.
Is that, yes.
All right.
You got it.
I'm struggling today because of some eye surgery I had yesterday. Can't read my own writing. Well, thank you for calling the swap shop. We'll try to get it sold for you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. All right. I will apologize to all of you for being a little slow on the button and also not being able to read my own writing. But I think I got that down correctly. And so that was made out of wood, two deer and a sleigh. He says he puts, gift wrap boxes in it, for the front yard. It's made out of wood, so it'll last a long time. He wants $75 for it. And his phone number is 740-225-3994. And, That would be kind of neat. I'd like to have something like that in my front yard. I'm always a little afraid of putting stuff out front just because you never know who's going to come by and, have some mischief with it. Hang on. We've got another caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I called earlier. I was the one that called with the Christmas tree, but I forgot about them.
Oh.
A pair of men's Wrangler jeans that I have for sale also.
Men's Wrangler jeans.
Mm-hmm. And the size?
Yeah.
44x29.
44x29. And how much did you want for those?
Just $5. They're perfect shape. No holes, no stains.
Great, great shape. All right. And your phone number I've got is 740-382-1552. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. Excellent. We'll try and get rid of that as well. We have that happen occasionally where people call back and they've forgotten something in the haste of getting their main thing on the air. But thank you very much for calling the Swap Shop.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. All right. We got a pair of Wrangler jeans Those are not the cheap jeans. Pair of Wrangler jeans, size 44 waist, 29 inseam. She only wants $5 for it. She also had the California pine tree, 9-foot artificial tree, and she wanted $40 for that. Both things are at, give her a call at 740-382-1552. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. We're looking forward to a good holiday season for everybody, and we hope we can sell you some things on Swap Shop or sell things for you on Swap Shop. So give us a call if you have some items for sale, or if you have some bazaars that you're going to have. Even if you're going to do one of those, a nativity show or something like that, we would be glad to put it on the air here at Swap Shop. The only things that we don't take are items that require registration, things like automobiles, guns, boats, that sort of thing. Anything that would require some form of registration, we just don't have the ability to take care of that. If you'd like to write in to Swap Shop and give us your list of items, please keep it down to about 4 items, no more than 4 items. But you can call or write us at WWGH Radio-Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Or for that matter, if you happen to be up in the area, you can slide it under our door anytime, whether we're opened or closed. You can slide it right under our door. We're on the second floor of the, I guess we call it the Ohio Health Building, at the corner, the southwest corner of Prospect and Center Street. You could run up to second floor, turn right as you come out of the elevator lobby, and go all the way to the end of the hallway, and we're right there. And you can just slide. If there's light on, you can come in. If there's no light on, just slide it under the door, and we'll be glad to get it on the air. You can mail it in, or you can call it in, or you can slide it in here at Swap Shop with Glenn Coble at 12:43, and the clock is rolling as we now have. Let me read down over some of the items that we've already taken. this last lady who just called in, she has a pair of men's Wrangler jeans. She says they're perfect. They're in no perfect shape, no stains, no holes, no nothing bad. They're size 44 waist, 29 inseam. She wants $5 for those. She also called in earlier and has a 9-foot California pine tree, artificial. Doesn't have the lights on it. Excuse me, I had to clear my throat again. Doesn't have the lights on it, but she only wants $40 for that. And if you've been out to any of the stores pricing some of these artificial trees, if they're not a really cheap one, you're going to easily spend over $40. You'll spend over twice that or three times that. But her number, 740-382-1552. We also have a washer-dryer set for sale for $100. It's an Amano washer-dryer. The only problem, they're in perfect shape, except the washer is kind of stuck on the large size, large wash, large load, I guess it's called, which will cover all of your loads, quite frankly. But anyway, that's the only slight problem with it. Other than that, he said they're in fine shape. He wants $100 for that. He also has a kitchen table with 4 matching chairs, and the table is covered with tile, so you don't have to worry about it water spotting. That's something we always have to worry about at Thanksgiving. Our grandkids are getting old enough now that we don't worry too much, but boy, the table that we have, the table for our dining room is wood, and any water on it, it kind of leaves a spot or punch or anything else the little brats might knock over. So we always had to worry about that, but we don't worry too much anymore. Anyway, that washer dryer set and the kitchen table, the number is 740-244-9160. And then we also have, this is kind of neat, I'd like to have this in my front yard. He made this out of wood, two deer and a sleigh. He fills it up with Christmas boxes and that sort of thing, puts it out in his front yard with a little spotlight. That would be kind of neat. And it's big enough. He says it's together, it's as big as a kitchen table. So it's a fairly good size item. And he's made many others for other people as well. So it's not, it's not a piece of junk. Anyway, he'd like to get $75 for that. His number, 740-225-3994. You're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. We got about 13 minutes left, and you can get your stuff in. Make sure you call us if you have any bazaars that are going on, or some people, I've had a couple of calls about schools, musicals. We'd be glad to announce that. Anything that's with a school or a not-for-profit organization, will be glad to put that sort of thing on the air for you. We just can't take guns or cars or boats or anything that requires a registration. And we'd like to keep most of our calls down to four items or less. Now, if, like I said earlier, if you have a litter of puppies and there are eight puppies, you can tell us that there are eight puppies. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. The number, 740-383-9944. Now, we need people to call in. We've got to find out if there's any interest for this. We started this, I think, about 7 weeks ago, and we've had several callers, but we're kind of dwindling as we get closer to the holidays. Hello, you're on the air. This is Glenn Coble on Swap Shop.
Yeah, could you give me the number for this, the deer and the sleigh?
Sure can. The deer and the sleigh, made out of wood. There are two deer, by the way, with that. The number is 740-225-3994. No, let me read the whole thing again. 740-225-3994. You got it.
Okay, thank you very much.
I hope to see that on your front yard.
Okay,
have a good Christmas. Bye bye.
You too. Bye bye.
Thank you. All right. We not only buy and sell on the, we get rid of them for the people right here. And you're listening to Swap Shop. That's nice to hear. I'm glad to hear that young lady trying to find out the number of an item that was about to be sold right here on Swap Shop. We got rid of lots of kittens a while back. I'm trying to think of some other things that I know that we've gotten rid of. We've had several people let me know that they got rid of their items. So please call in, and we'll do this every Thursday, unless we find out that there isn't enough interest in it. And I know that during the holiday season, it's a little tough to have, to think about getting rid of things like that. But it might give you a few extra bucks so that you can buy some neat things for your grandkids like I do. My grandkids tell us what they want, and that's what we get them. We have a good time. I've got seven grandkids, I think it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, I have seven grandkids, and 1, 2, 3 grand dogs and one grand cat. We've got them all over the place, from California to North Carolina and in between. You're listening to Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. Love to hear from you. Love to sell your tchotchkes. For some reason or other, my screen just went a little crazy on me. I'm going to try and see what I did wrong here. Anyway, I hope everything's okay. I hear that I'm still on the air, so I will keep talking. We have, if you're interested in writing your list of stuff that you want to sell, call, write to, send it on a, you know, a 3x5 card or regular letter or a postcard. Send your the name and how much you want for the items and what your phone number is, and we'll be glad to put it on the air here. The address is WWGH Radio Swap Shop, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow on Scott Spears' show. At 9 a.m., he's going to have Ashley Williams on. She was in Hallmark Hall of Fame shows and stuff like that. Might be quite an interesting show. We also have an announcement about the 34th Model Train and Railroad Artifacts Show and Sales. Boy, that's a mouthful. A 34th Model Train and Radio Artifacts Show and Sales. It's being run by the Marion Union Station Association, and it's going to be on Saturday, November 30th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's kind of a short show, but you can get there on Saturday over the lunch hour or whenever until 4 o'clock. It's at the Marion County Fairgrounds Coliseum. You know where that is. That's out on the fairgrounds, and there is an admission of $5 per person. And I can't quite read what it says, what the age. I think it says children 8 and under are free. All right. We also have a neighborhood supper. It's asked to be announced. Free meal. The second Tuesday of each month at 5:15 p.m. at Trinity Baptist Church, 244 South Main Street. And if you go to that supper, please use the rear entrance. Okay. Let's see. There was another announcement that I was giving, and I can't find it. Oh, well, I will find it eventually, and we'll announce it. If you want to stop and pick up any of the things that you've won on Charlie's show or Scott's show, stop in at our business, place of business. It's at the corner of Prospect and Center Street in the Ohio Health Building up on the second floor. Stop by, and we will, between the hours of 10 and... 10 to 1 on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, and you can pick up the items that you have won. Charlie has a lot of trivia questions, and I'm astounded at how many different trivia questions he puts on. I just don't know. And he knows the answers to these things. And he's only lived a few years longer than me. So I guess I just don't have a brain for that sort of thing. I don't remember all the little ins and outs of all the television shows and radios and shows and movies and that sort of thing. But he has a brain for that. He also knows just about everything about Marion itself. Which is way more than I can remember. I took a class, Marion leadership class, that really helped me learn a lot about Marion. But boy, Charlie can tell you how many teeth the baby, that President Harding's first baby had when it was born. I mean, he can talk about just about everything. You're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. That was going a little too far, so I think I'll just get the heck out of there. Glenn Coble on Swap Shop. Don't forget to join me next Wednesday on A Progressive Life. That's my show. It's more political. Well, it's very political as opposed to Swap Shop. I love doing Swap Shop, but I also like doing my A Progressive Life on Wednesday from 12:15 to 1 o'clock, same time slot as this show. And next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So we will not be on live on Thanksgiving. So we'll talk to you on Swap Shop 2 weeks from today on Swap Shop. You're listening again to Swap Shop, Glenn Coble, here at WWGH. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Ashley Williams will be Scott's guest, and she will talk about, I guess, she'll talk about the holiday, the Hallmark holiday something or other. Sorry, I can't read very well today, but she was on the Hallmark Hall of Fame and in those shows and stuff, and I'm sure you'll recognize who she is. Once you listen in tomorrow at 9 a.m., she will be interviewed by our world-renowned interviewer, Scott Spears. Really, I learned something. You know, he's about half my age, and I learned something from every time I come up here. Now, he gave me a lesson today. I'm going to have to go home, and I'm going to have to look up all the stuff he talked about. And he is like Charlie. He can go soup to nuts on his knowledge. A lot of smart people. One of the things I posted on my what is it called? one of my tweets that I posted the other day is, I wish I was like Will McAvoy. I don't know if you ever watched the television show called The Newsroom. But I do. I have always wanted to be like Will McAvoy. The only trouble was, as I pointed out in my tweet, the only trouble is I'm not as smart and I'm not as brave. great show. Great show. He talks. He's an anchor in, I think, New York. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's an anchor newsman in New York who fights a valiant cause. He happens to be a Republican, but he also is very liberal in that he believes that the news is the news, and you can't lie about the news, and you've got to, you know, tell it the way it is. And news is not entertainment. News is facts. So I enjoy listening to that. I've always thought that as a former newsman, I've always thought that news is something that we ought to be proud that we have freedom to do. And the news that we do have is not run by the dollars. And unfortunately, there are a lot of organizations now that are kind of running their newsroom based on how much money they make. Back when newsrooms were set up, and the idea of the FCC was to require that all television stations, I believe, give 30 minutes of free news time that could not be sponsored. But unfortunately, that's gone by the wayside. Well, there I go, starting to jump onto my A Progressive Life mode, and it's about time for me to get out of here. So I wanted to remind you, you're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble here on WWGH. I hope you can call us in 2 weeks, not next week. Next week's Thanksgiving.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican National Convention, with conservative icon Phyllis Schlafly.